The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of drama in Virginia high school football. I know Grant and Danny have talked about it a lot. This Hayfield football drama continues to roll on. If you're not that familiar with it, here's the deal. Hayfield High School, who has a principal, Darren Thompson, and an athletic director named Monty Fritz.
I guess the athletic director's leaving.
Yes, he's leaving now. But
scandal.
They had a head coach in Saeed Aziz who took over in 2021. He took over a team that had won two games. He actually turned that around. They were atop the conference for three seasons, but they didn't have any playoff wins. So the principal and athletic director, they let go of Aziz, and they said, who can we get? And there was a guy at Freedom High School, the head coach, named Daryl Overton. He had had a lot of success there. He was like a private sports trainer, ran 7-on-7 teams.
The high school's in Woodbridge.
Yes. They won the state championship in 2022, 48-14. Mm-hmm. They were undefeated in 2023. In 9 years, he touts 50 players going on to play college football. I think it's Division I football, but that's okay. A lot of players when most schools are lucky to get one. Mm-hmm. So Thompson and Fritz hire Overton after they fire Aziz. They manage to give him some sort of a security job. I think he's a security supervisor for the school where he's making like $58,000. All of the coaches from Freedom High School also followed. His mm-hmm. brother got a teaching assistant job.
Yep. And multiple players, like 14 players, also transfer.
Right. And then the players,
that's the deal. How can you transfer?
Before they even transfer cakes, they started having spring practices. Mm-hmm. And people said that these players who were still at Freedom High School started showing up in the hallways at Hayfield High School and in the weight room. and then there's a little controversy. In the summer before the season starts, they do an investigation because, like you said, now these players start transferring. One kid from St. John's, another kid from Dematha, kids from all over start transferring to Hayfield High School.
Hilarious.
The superintendent, Michelle Reed, got involved in June. So this is before the fall football season. They did some sort of an investigation, and she refuted tales of improper transfers and fake addresses. Now, I was reading one of these town halls. One of the guys said, what are the odds that 15 kids move to the same neighborhood?
Yeah. Yeah. This seems like shenanigans are
afoot. I don't even know what to say about this.
And then they start playing and they start destroying the public school teams. Mm-hmm. They played Riverdale Baptist, a private school team, and Riverdale Baptist actually beat them. All right. That's why the public schools don't play the private schools, because the private schools can recruit
right
and get these top players. Well, in Virginia, recruiting is not allowed at Virginia public schools. Hayfield High School, the coach, their claim is, well, these players transferred legally and they live here and there's nothing
untoward.
Exactly.
Well, but it's simple. Can you prove that these guys have addresses that live in the neighborhood?
That live within whatever specified.
And if it's like an aunt or a cousin or something, I don't know that there's much you could do about it. It is what it is. Can they prove it? You either can or you can't.
So they were going to be frozen out of the playoffs, Hayfield High School.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been some court proceedings, and they were allowed to play last night. Now, I see that they won against Edison 70-6, but CK sent us a text that they were up 75-0 at the half. So I don't know the exact score, but they are demolishing people. And in October, they played a game where the other team was down so big that the head coach just decided to take delay of game penalties on every play.
Mm-hmm.
And Hayfield was upset. They're like, this isn't fun for our kids. They only got to run three offensive plays in the half.
Okay, but what was the lead at that point? My counter, if I'm the coach who's getting my brains beaten in, I would say, you know what? Sorry your kids aren't having fun. All these kids that you recruited to get an unfair advantage against my kids, we're playing it straight. Like, sorry, you're not getting to run all the plays you want to beat us 100-0.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. So that was October 4th. So it wasn't that long ago. Mm-hmm. They played Falls Church. Hayfield was up 21-0 after two offensive plays from scrimmage.
Right.
They recovered a Falls Church fumble in the end zone. That's one touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had another defensive touchdown, which was negated by penalty. I mean, they score on every play.
Look,
it's unbelievable.
If you play by the rules and you have a team that's going to go out and just mow over another team, that's fine. That's the way high school sports work sometimes. Sometimes you're just up against a better opponent. But if you have a bunch of kids who were at a previous school together and then all of a sudden they're showing up at informal workouts, they're in your weight room all of a sudden, and they're not even registered at the school or don't have addresses that correspond to that school, I'm sorry. That's crossing the line. That's cheating. And that should be dealt with. That team should be sidelined, in my opinion.
Yeah, these kids.
What if they're all invalid? Let me just be the villain here. Okay, let me be the villain.
Sure.
Let me take their side. What if they all have addresses?
They live with a cousin. All of a sudden, they've gone to Liberty for two or three years, and then all of a sudden,
Parents got a condo.
Then in mass, they all show up. It's not one or two kids. It's
15 of them.
14 transferred from one school.
Parents just said, you know what? I want my kid to go play D1. We're just going to get a condo over here.
For the most part, high school sports is not supposed to be about beating your opponent 80-0.
I agree.
It's supposed to be about teaching kids character, being part of a team, the values of both winning and losing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not supposed to be, we're going to assemble a super team and we're going to skirt the rules and just beat every team by 50 points.
I agree. But what if they're not skirting the rules?
They're skirting the rules.
What if they're not? How could you not?
I know what you're saying.
What if they just have addresses?
Like they found the loophole to
whatever. Yeah.
Do it. Again, just put down the address.
Or somebody lives there. They got a relative. Or they just rented a condo for 6 months.
I think we can all agree they're violating the spirit of what high school sports is generally supposed to be.
Especially at the public schools. It has a feel of what Deion Sanders did at Colorado. Right? Because part of the story, too, is the kids that were at Hayfield High School. And look, nothing is given to you. But they had a quarterback who the head coach said, you're going to be the face of the program.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even try out for the team this year because all the guys from Freedom came over and the coach came over. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm done. I'm out. Right. I'm on the outs.
Got pushed
out.
And
that reminds me of what happened at Colorado. Now it's allowed in college football with the transfer portal and everything, but you're a Division I athlete. You signed to play at Colorado. Your team stinks, but mm-hmm. you're playing. All of a sudden, they hire a new coach, and then you got to find a new place to play.
Can I be a radical?
And these are high school players.
Can I be radical? I think they should just allow recruiting in the public schools. It's allowed in the private schools.
I disagree with that because some schools just have inherent advantages, like facilities-wise and size-wise, over the others. Like, you're going to let a school with 2,500 kids go recruit against a kid, a high school with 1,000 kids just already.
Well, I think recruiting would mitigate that. I think recruiting would give.
Not really.
First of all, aren't you based on the size of your school? I'm not familiar with public school stuff. But isn't your class based on
how big
your school is?
Yeah, you're designated.
So you're not really having a 1,000-person school competing against 2,500.
Yeah, there's like there's 3A, 4A, 5A, 6A. It's all based on the size of the school.
So why not just let recruiting? I mean, it happens at private school. It happens everywhere else in the world. I'll put it this way. Two of my kids went to private school. One of my kids, Meg, who's at Cornell, went to public school. Her first 2 years in high school, we had like state championship quality volleyball. The last 2 years, the bulk of the team graduated. We were the pits. It sucked. I wanted to recruit. why not recruit? I don't know. I think
it's
recruiting's fine.
Just against the rules for public school.
I know it is. I'd like to change the
rules. You're a brainwashed private school kid.
I'm just a private school guy.
The public schools take pride in winning from your kids from your neighborhood. That's the whole point.
Yeah, I think, by the way, high school sports are dying also. Now, football's the one where it will never die because they don't have really club, but it's dying in everything else. If you're an elite soccer player, elite whatever, you a lot of times they don't even let you play in high school. It's high school sports are dying.
Here's what people are upset by.
Most kids aren't elite, though.
The head coach may be a great coach. All right, Daryl Overton won championships at Freedom, and now he's got this team at Hayfield that's dominant. But it's pretty obvious they've cheated.
What if they didn't?
There are current rules, EB, it defies logic, that all these kids would end up in the same neighborhood.
No, obviously
they
recruited them.
You know their way to skirt the rules.
They obviously recruited them, but what if they then got condos or something? I don't even know.
Well, that just sounds.
Man, they were recruited. Shady. No doubt they were recruited. By the letter, followed their coach.
Yeah, but by the letter of the law, it can be all above board.
Yeah, I mean they clearly wanted to follow the program.
Yeah,
but the cheating is recruiting. He recruited these guys.
Okay, I'm not going to argue. He did.
I don't know what the investigation was. I don't know if they looked at the address and they knock on doors and they see if the kid's actually there. Because there are tales from parents that these guys are driving all over the place just to get to Hayfield High School.
Right.
You went to a high school, you know this, when Joe Gibbs' son lived in a hotel so that he could play for DeMatha football.
But recruiting. Again, that's a private school, so that's completely different.
All right, sneak in a couple phone calls.
Two of my kids are recruited to high school. All right, let's go. Where are we going to go? Let's go to John.
You have so
Fairfax.
Many mouses over there.
I'm sorry. John, what's up, buddy?
Guys, how we doing? You guys are great. Love listening to you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, listen, there's a process that goes on in Fairfax County with kids being moved to different schools. There's an entire vetting process that has to go on. Kids have to register. They have to show appropriate documentation about where they live, provide bills, all the rest of it. Then there's an eligibility process that is different.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an academic portion of that eligibility, but then there's also a residency issue, and then there's also a guardianship issue.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to live with...
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That your guardian, your legal guardian, and that's part of the other issue that's going on here at Hayfield. Listen, guys, they're cheating across the board, and this is going to go higher than just their coach.
So do you think that maybe they fulfill some of it, but they're just not like living in those addresses that they're giving? Like they might be legit addresses, like a family member or something, but they're not living there.
There's all kinds of speculation on that. There are people that saying that they've been offered money to give their address for the paperwork purposes.
Right.
You know, are there some kids that are living in those homes? Potentially. But the odds of all those kids leaving the same school that the coach was at, going to a new neighborhood, all being registered properly, eligible properly. Oh, they just happen to be football players. And, oh, by the way, they happen to be really good football players.
Yeah, thank you, John. It's not even just the Freedom players. I mentioned kid from DeMath, the kid from St. John's. You don't think they were recruited?
No, I don't doubt they were recruited.
They had commits, guys who had already committed to Clemson and Virginia Tech, who, I mean, they already committed.
They probably recruited verbally and said, hey, come with me. But also, they probably also, there's a part that some that could just chase that coach, just want to play for that coach.
Yeah.
Because they know it's a high-quality program.
Yep. And he coached some of them in 7-on-7 from you know, young ages. 800-636-1067. Come back, take more of your calls next here on the Junkies.
Looking to upgrade your office game? Swing by PVI Office Furniture, where we've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench straight to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play when it comes to comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the Fan and you'll score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you a hat trick. Visit us at PVI.com because business grows with PVI.